Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering, on this Tuesday, November 25th. We are a month away from Christmas. James?
I'm thinking about something else right now.
Are you?
In about two days.
You think about that first? Okay, you can do that.
One step at a time.
One thing at a time today, right?
Yeah.
We got a lot of turkey trivia, too, I'm going to talk about here in a minute.
Okay.
See, brush you up on your turkey trivia. Today, Ben Stein, game show host, writer, 81 today. Amy Grant, singer. She is 65 today. Very talented, Amy Grant.
Mm-hmm.
1884, John Meyenberg of St. Louis, Missouri, patents evaporated milk on this date in 1884.
Patents evaporated milk, okay?
Yes, evaporated milk. Fun stuff.
I've never had it. I don't know if I want to.
Probably not. 1867, Alfred Nobel patented dynamite.
Okay.
1920. I know the manager of this radio station. WTAW in College Station, Texas, broadcast the first play-by-play description of a football game between the University of Texas and Texas A&M. And that was back in 1920. And Ben has a little room that's dedicated to that particular day. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Great guy. Great owner. 1922, the entrance of King Tut's tomb is discovered. Hey.
Yeah.
How about that? Eat with the friend.
Everybody thought it was cursed.
I know. Would you go somewhere, the entrance, if you know it was cursed?
Because I don't believe in curses, I would say, yeah, let's
okay.
do it.
So you're going to do
Who
it.
Cares?
All right.
Yeah.
Just checking. Parfait day is today.
Sure.
Play day. It's a play day. Yeah. Play day with dad day today.
Okay.
Shopping reminder day. We got stroll on Friday.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. 1971, D.B. Cooper, James, staged the world's first ransom attack hijacking of an airliner. Cooper parachuted out the back of that Boeing 727 over southwest Washington State with a couple hundred thousand dollars. He's never been seen again.
Never been found.
Yeah. Unique talent day.
Okay.
Do you have a unique talent day?
Do I have a unique talent? No. No.
All right.
I don't think so, though.
Maybe not to you, but maybe to others you do. Okay.
So yeah, true. Whatever. That's always a weird question for me because I'm always
That is a weird question.
If I have a unique talent, I don't know if I can think of it off the top of my head.
I agree with you. I don't know that I have a unique talent.
Yeah.
I guess what everything is unique to everyone.
It's true. Right?
Okay.
That's true.
So we'll use that. Use even if seal is broken day. Ooh.
What?
Use if the even... seal is broken, use it day.
That's a dangerous game. That's a game I would not be willing to play.
You're not willing to play that
no.
one?
No. No.
Not wanting to live on the edge there, James?
Not with food.
True story. Yeah.
That's you can get sick.
Yeah. Here's food related. This is quite interesting. For someone you're looking for a unique gift for the man who is everything. J&D Foods, makers of bacon salt, has the perfect holiday gift for the bacon lover. Bacon scented underwear.
Okay. Sure. I thought you were going to say bacon pepper.
Okay.
I was like, this guy's really stepping. They're stepping their game up.
The company says the underwear features state-of-the-art moisture wicking scent emission technology stolen from NASA.
Of course.
This intoxicating scent will last through multiple wash cycles and wearings. Not quite sure
why would anybody want that?
To wear bacon scented underwear.
I would prefer if my the area around my groin area to not smell like greasy meat. That's not ideal for me.
All right. We'll go with that.
I'll pass on that.
You'll pass on the bacon scented underwear. All right. Hey, you know, we were talking to Tom Heber yesterday with the museum at a Natural Museum of History Discovery Gala that's coming up on Monday. Hey, a discovery of an ancient shark vertebrae in Darwin, Australia reveals that the mega predators originated 15 million years earlier than previously thought. They found a 32-foot shark. Oh, my gosh.
Cool.
From 115 million years ago. Okay.
That's not scary.
Yeah, no, not at all. Then there's this guy. If you're going to call somebody a stud, it would be this guy right here. Over the past 5 years, 24-year-old endurance athlete and CrossFit coach Parker Fudicelli has taken on a series of grueling fitness challenges, a 72-mile farmer's carry. That's 24 hours of a 200-pound tractor tire flip.
Whoa.
24 hours, 200-pound tractor tire flip. And he did a rope climb matching the height of Mount Everest. Oh, my.
Well, a rope climb?
A rope climb, yeah. And this month he added another to his impressive list, pulling a 4,400-pound truck using a harness on him for 31 miles. It was a Toyota Tacoma.
Wow.
Dang. He spent 19 hours and 13 minutes pulling that truck 31 miles.
It's a long way.
Dang.
That would be, you could argue that the rope climb, the length of Everest.
I know.
That's crazy. I don't want to be crazy here. That might be harder than climbing Everest.
True.
If you're doing a rope climb that long.
Right. That's a long time to climb a rope.
I can't imagine what that person's hands look like. Like calloused and all messed up.
He's the fitness guru for sure. All right, turkey trivia. Ready for some turkey trivia?
Absolutely.
Top five subjects you should avoid during Thanksgiving.
We all know number one, probably.
What's that?
I would say politics.
That would be correct, okay. James. Number one.
That was easy.
Number two, what do you think?
Money.
James, that is correct. Yeah. It is money. Number two. Go. Number three, James, you're on a roll, bud.
Number three. I don't know. I don't know what number three would be.
This is a tough one.
Sports is going on during Thanksgiving.
That's a good topic to talk about. Anyone's current weight or appearance.
That's true. Who's bringing that up during Thanksgiving,
by
the way?
I know, exactly.
That's everybody's cheat day.
Don't bring it up anytime.
Yeah, true.
Okay, number three. Number four. Religion.
Yeah, that makes sense. That would have probably been my number three if I had would have been thinking.
Number four, religion. And number five, top five topics to avoid during Thanksgiving dinner talk. Anybody's ex.
That should be higher, too. That's a weird thing
to
bring up.
Top five off-the-table topics for Thanksgiving. So you can have an enjoyable Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Avoid, if possible.
Avoid. Turkey talk. True or false? Turkeys can have heart attacks.
I'm going to say true.
That would be correct.
So think of that when you're driving by them.
Except for the ones on Log Street. They don't have a heart attack because they have cars on top of them all the time.
They don't have hearts, I'll be honest with you.
I don't think they have a heart.
There's nothing to be attacked.
There's no heart on those boys.
They don't care about anything.
They don't, do they?
They're just living their lives.
They're looking at you like, go ahead, hit me.
Yeah.
Okay, turkeys can't have
heart attacks. What are you going to do, hit me with that thing?
I know. Turkeys can't have heart attacks. True or false, turkeys can spend the night in trees.
I'm going to say false.
True.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a turkey in a tree.
Yep. A wild turkey's field of vision is 270 degrees.
Okay, given the way you said that, I'm going to say true.
Yeah. Oh, I gave it away on the way.
Yeah. 270 degrees?
270 degrees.
That's almost a full circle.
Yeah. A spooked turkey, which the ones on logs don't get.
Yep. That doesn't happen.
A spooked turkey can run at speeds of up to 25 miles per hour.
All right, you're kind of burying the lead here, Bob, with the way you're reading these. I'm going to say true.
Yeah, it would be correct. True. Largest turkey on record, how many pounds?
Oh, man. I don't know the size of an average turkey. I'm going to say 38 pounds.
86.
That's a big turkey.
The largest turkey on record.
That part, that turkey probably did die from a heart attack. It was 80 pounds.
Right, exactly. 86-pound turkey.
Yeah.
45 million turkeys are going to be consumed Thanksgiving Day.
True. I know that
yeah.
one. It's yeah, crazy how many turkeys of, we blow through.
I know, man. That's a lot of turkeys. 54% of adults will do what during the holidays, like Thanksgiving and Christmas? What are you going to do?
I mean, visit family?
I know. No. Well, you know, this could be anything. Check their work email.
I know the person hosting this is going to be doing that.
54% of adults.
Yep.
So there you go. Little turkey trivia. The settlers at the first Thanksgiving were called pilgrims, James. True or false?
False.
Right. They were called saints.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay. The first Thanksgiving was 3 days of games, gambling, target shooting with English muskets.
Hmm. Is that a true or false question?
True or false?
I'm going to say false.
True.
Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe they'd be using something else, right. But there you go.
First Thanksgiving took place in November.
No, that's false.
It is. Late September, middle
yeah,
of October.
Yeah, it was before
yeah.
winter.
Yeah. Late September, middle of October. Right after the harvest.
Yeah.
Okay. The pilgrim wore large hats and buckles on them.
That feels false.
It is.
Yeah.
That's a 19th century artist who painted him that way because they associated black clothing and big buckles with
right.
being old-fashioned.
There's probably
he didn't wear them.
I mean, we probably have a lot of those now.
Right.
Better like that.
Now, this one's interesting. There was no turkey at the first Thanksgiving. True or false?
You're bearing the lead here. True.
You're right.
It was ham.
No.
I don't know.
Deer.
Oh. Was it venison? No, that's...
They ate right? deer. So, on Thanksgiving.
Man.
First one.
I'm not a deer guy, so that would have been a disappointing Thanksgiving for me.
So. But not this year, James. You'll nope. have a good Thanksgiving.
The turkey and ham will be broken out.
All right. James got Swap Shop next. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock. Have an awesome Tuesday.